السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم، وقال تبارك وتعالى: فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير النذير هاشمي مكرمي أتوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد. بسيد الدروس الشريف، اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah تبارك وتعالى, our creator, sustainer, nourisher, master of the worlds. Durood and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, may Allah keep us with Iman, die with Iman, and rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have Iman. We look around, Allah Pak has blessed us with another Jumu'ah, and especially the first Jumu'ah of the month of Muharram al-Haram. So I'd like to divide my short discourse today in at least four parts. First is the virtue of the month of Muharram and Ashura. Two is something for nasiha for our youth for the holiday season. And three, take a lesson of a great alim that has passed on. And four, our responsibility, inshallah. Allah Pak has blessed us, the Ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with 1432. Muharram al-Haram, Shahrullah, it is known as the month of Allah, the first month of the lunar calendar. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself says, inna iddata shuhur, verily the months before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are 12. Minha arba'atun hurum, four are sacred. This is the first month of the lunar calendar which is sacred. Then comes Rajab, Zilqada and Zilhijjah. Ramadan has a special significance separately mentioned in the Quran. This is known as the month of Allah. Man akrama shahrullahi al-muharram, akramahu Allah fil jannah wa naja min an-nar. Part of one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever honors this month, it is sacred. In the time of jahiliyyah, ignorance also, it was sacred. Sacred in the times of the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And many events took place on the 10th day of Ashura, which we know as Yawm Ashura. So the month itself is sacred. May Allah grant us barakah in this Mubarak month of Muharram al-Haram. May this Amul Jadid, this new year, be for the entire Ummah, full of hope, prosperity, barakah inshaAllah. So much of trial and tribulation the Ummah is facing. We are also getting 1 year closer to Qiyamah. 1 year closer to our death. We have to make muhasabah. Take stock. Like now the year end, the businessmen will make the best. Then in February, they will take stock. Look at our profit and loss. Let us meet and consult with the accountants, with all those purple people responsible. Then they will meet all the employees and discuss where we went wrong. Let us change our strategize, our plan. So we take muhasabah. We finished one Islamic year. Allah Pak has blessed us with another year. How much more can I do to please Allah? This is our challenge. People make resolutions. So where's our resolution? We do not celebrate like the kuffar in New Year. Alhamdulillah. Allah Pak has given us identity. So honor this month of Muharramul Haram with muhasaba, taking stock that inshallah, Allah Pak give me long life, good health, I will do more than last year inshallah. More salah, more Quran, more dhikr and more dua. The life syllabus of a mu'min, a believer. When we work in the prison, we do dawah work. Person asked, what do I do? We say, this is the life syllabus of a believer. His salah 5 times daily, wherever he is. Some portion of the Quran daily. Newspaper we read cover to cover. What about the Quran tilawah, talking to Allah? Some time for dhikr. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah is talking about those people walking, reclining, sitting, sleeping, making the dhikr of Allah. In every amal of yours, bring the remembrance of Allah, consciousness of Allah. It will enhance that ibadat. Time for dhikr and time for dua. So the first lesson is of the month, we take muhasaba, stock taking. May Allah give us tawfiq to make more. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whoever does something good, inshallah, you will see the reward in the year after. And وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Allah forbid. Allah wipe out our bad deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that taqwa. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. What be is السَّيَّةَ الْحَسَنَةَ. When you have fear of Allah, Allah's wrath that if I do something wrong, I'm disobeying Allah. And the consciousness comes, I made a mistake. I must regret and remorse. And say, make tawbah. Then do something good. Tamhuha, it will wipe it out. Wa khaliqin nasa bi khuluqin hasanin. And be good towards people. The second part of this is the day of Ashura significant. From Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam's times, their tawbah, their dua was accepted. Nations were forgiven on this Mubarak day. And it is also written that Qiyamah will come on the 10th of Muharram, Yawmul Jumu'ah. Allah guide us all, Allah protect us all in this world, in the life of the Qabr, in the life of the year after and on the day of Qiyamah, without Hisab Kitab into Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ma'asoom, sinless. Yet Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha says, he's making dua, Allahumma haasibni hisabai yaseera. Ya Allah, humari hisab kitab ko asan farma. What guna did he do? Yet so much of pain, torture, difficulty. Kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Oh Allah, let the people save. They don't accept. Their children, their progeny will accept inshallah. Taif difficulty, Makkah difficulty, Sahaba difficulty, radiyallahu ajma'in. Shaykh bin Abi Talib, 3 years ostracization, boycott, no food, family members passing away, so much. Yet he's crying, Ya Rabbi Ummati, O Allah, safeguard the Ummah. We got another chance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into Madinatul Munawwara when he made the hijrah, Allah commanded him. And he observed the Jews fasting the day of Ashura. Why are you fasting? Allah Ta'ala save Musa alayhi salatu salam from the tyranny of Firaun and drowned him. So what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Sumu yawman qablahu aw yawman ba'dahu wa khalifu fihi al-yahuda kama qal. Keep one fast adjoining it either before it or after it and oppose the Jews. Not only in fasting, brothers, in our way of life. So it is masnoon, sunnah, to keep fast on the 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th, inshallah. Make niyat, we keep the fast. Allah will accept our humble efforts, inshallah. This fast is an atonement of 1 year's minor sins. For major sins, you have to make sincere tawbah. So the day is significant. And on that day, besides the fast, give some sadaqah, give some charity. And the hadith about spending on the family, although weak, but it is mentioned. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah says, Jarrabnak, we have experienced that when we spend on our family, when we give sadaqah on the day of Ashura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us for the entire year. Make niyat, inshallah, we'll spend on our family, inshallah, something like extra, and also on the less fortunate, the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the hijrah in the Quran. Brothers, we start our calendar with Muharram al-Haram, we end with Zilhijjah al-Haram. 10th of Muharram Ashura, 10th of Zilhijjah, Yawm Eid al-Adha, Yawm al-Hajj al-Akbar, great day in the life of a mu'min. What is the relevance? Auspicious days and night comes and go. How much of lesson do we take? Ulama have written that for a believer, he doesn't wait for an occasion. The day he keeps away from sin, that day is the greatest day of his life. And that night which he spends in the obedience of Allah is even greater than the night of Qadr, inshallah. May Allah guide us like this. Especially our youth on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Spend it in the obedience of Allah. So the lesson of Hijrah is what? Nabi SAW left Makkah, left the Ka'batullah. Command came, go to Madinatul Munawwara, Yathrib. Allah changed the name, Allah changed the place. Allah made it the capital of Islam. May Allah grant us the love of Makkah and Medina. Take us regularly. Jism ho kahi apna dil to hai Madine mein. Our heart should be connected to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With dil and jaan. Sayyidina Musa al-Ashari radiyallahu, Musa al-Ashari radiyallahu ta'ala was appointed governor of Yemen. He wrote to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, everybody has got a date, how do we recognize? We don't have an Islamic date. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala made mashura with the Sahaba, that let us start an Islamic calendar. So they took the birth of Rasulullah, so some big event. Harbinger of mercy, rahmatul lil alameen, coming to earth, change the face of the earth. No, Sayyidina Umar say, I was a kafir, I was the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can we use this event? No, my heart will pain every time the year comes in. Made mashura with Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu tanu. Take the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No, hazeen. We were very sad when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَقْبَاهُمْ Ali. Ali gives the decision. It is like as if it's wahi. What did he say? Use the event of Hijrah, the turning point of Islam and the Muslims, support, victory, the help of Allah came when they made Hijrah. They left Makkatul Mukarrama for the sake of Allah. Came to Madinatul Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala's Nusrat came. When you make Hijrah, then Allah's Nusrat comes. Use the event of Hijrah. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab said, yes, we're going to start from Hijrah. And we'll use it as a base of our calendar. And from there, Muharram al-Haram started. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them, give them jazai khair. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. But ulama have written, the lesson for a believer is, recognize the Islamic dates we see on the mosque board. Which day it is? Diarize in our diary the Islamic date. Why don't we use the Islamic day? Yawm al-Ahad, Yawm al-Ithnain. And look at the Muharram calendar or Safar calendar, whatever calendar the date is. Attribute in our meetings, our places, that we use the Islamic identity. It is from the shi'ar of Islam. Brothers, understand this responsibility. We have forgotten writing the Islamic date. Find out from the Jamiat, find out from the ulama. In the Nikah Nama it is written, on your death certificate it is written. Everywhere it is written. So remind ourselves, our mothers and sisters, to write the Islamic date. Inshallah, we're going to try to do this. So the importance of the Hijri calendar is very understandable. And educate our non-Muslim friends also. We go by the Hijri calendar. They want to know why 29 or 30 days only. We observe the moon. We observe the Hilal. May Allah reward all those observing regularly, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now coming to A great alim that has passed on, Mawlana Marghubur Rahman, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. 100 years old, passed away this week. He was Ustad of Hadith. Then he became director of Darul Uloom Deoband. Imagine a person in this zamana, 100 years old. How much of Salat he must have recited. How much of Quran he must have recited. Zikr and Dua and his learning and teaching, where thousands of students graduated from Darul Uloom Deoband for his under his hand. Allah fill his qabr with noor. Allah reward them all, jazaya khair, in this world and the hereafter. Sadaqa ya jariya, the students. We must send Isa alayhi sawab. Take a lesson. A walking library passes away. Who fills the shoes? Nobody. May Allah make amongst us the youth, ulama of that caliber, waliullahs, awliyas. And now the holiday season is coming in, brothers. My next, third point. That spend time correctly. Value the time you have got. Especially our youth, our parents' duty is to guide them on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sit with them, make mashura at home. How much of Quran have you recited today? It is said, Masjid ki zinat musalliyo se hai, na ke musalla se hai. The beauty of the masjid in the musalli is not the beautiful musallas in the aircon. Those are privileges provided for us. Allah is making it conducive. This is a part of Jannah. How beautiful that Jannah will be, inshallah, Allah will give us. Agar hum Allah ki ghar ki hifazat karenge, Allah hamare ghar ki abad rakhenge, inshallah. We should protect the houses of Allah. Allah will protect our houses. In this time of insecurity, frequent the house of Allah. It comes in the hadith, that category, seven categories. One person will be qalbun mu'allakum bil masajid, whose heart was attached to the masjid. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give him the shade of the arsh of Allah, inshallah. Send our students in the path of Allah. 10 days, 20 days, 40 days. Accompany them to the ulama, mashayikh. To learn one masla of deen is better than 100 rakats nafil namaz. To learn one whole topic of deen, ulama have written, better than 1,000 rakats nafil namaz. Send them in the company of mashayikh. Allah Pak give long life, good health to our Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahab. He went to meet his sheikh, old person, taking duas. For what is spiritual rejuvenation? Likewise, if you have something, share it with others. And our responsibility is educate our youth on some program. Give them a good kitab to read. Ask them to make tilawat-e Quran. Ask them to take the name of Allah. Frequent the masjid for programs and salat, whatever it is. It is an amana, our responsibility. See who they choose as their friends. المرو على دين خليله فرينظر أحدكم من يخالل. Who are their friends? Then something happens, we blame the friends, took them here and took them there. They went on drugs because of their friends. May Allah guide us all, especially our young brothers and sisters. The ummah responsibility is guide them on Sirat al-Mustaqim, as musallis, as parents, as grandparents. Our duty to guide our youth and look after them. And look after their eyes. Na kali ko dekho, na gori ko dekho, usse dekh jise inne rang baksha. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahab Damar Barakatum says, don't look at the white and the black when he came to South Africa. Look at that creator who created these beautiful faces. Nothing long to look at the scenery and all that. But when we look at the naked woman and say, MashaAllah, look at the creation of Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Some are still looking, they say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi. This is the wird. Make the zikr, brothers, the youth, to safeguard you. It will be inclination towards amal-e-salihah. It will take out worry. It will take out so much of problems when you say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. It will guide you on Sirat al-Mustaqim, inshallah. And you will have disinclination towards guna, inshallah. Try this wazifa out. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. And the last point, brothers. May Allah guide us all. There is a beautiful dua, but the time is limited. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ask three things and seek Allah for three things, that is six things. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. It is a sunnah which we are guiding you on. Learn one sunnah and let Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam be happy. Nabi of Allah was guided. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. O Nabi of Allah, Ask Allah His love. And we're asking here also. Learn the Arabic, learn the translation. Oh Allah, grant us your love. When we say to our wife, we love you, say it, we love you for the sake of Allah. We say to our children, we love you, love them for the sake of Allah. We love our sheikh, we tell him, we love them for the sake of Allah. Sahabi came, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, not yet. Sahabi came, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. He said, not yet. He said, you must love me more than everything else, yourself, your family, then only, then you love me for the sake of Allah. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk. Oh Allah, we love those who are your walis of Allah. All the friends of Allah, the abdars, the mashayikh, Allah give them long life, good health. The ulama ikram that are serving in different parts of the world, love them for the sake of Allah. Second, وَعَمَلَ الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنِي إِلَىٰ حُبِّكَ. The third is, love that action which reaches towards your love, Allah. Do such action, now is the time, not when you're gone. Do the action now, you have the short life. Allah Pak, give us long life, good health with afiyah, salamati. And Allah must be pleased. Oh Allah, grant us your love. You did live on earth 60, 70, 100 years. What did you do and did you acquire my love? Allah will ask. And the three favors. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka habba ilayya. Oh Allah, grant us your love. Min nafsi, more than myself, I love you, Ya Allah. Don't only claim it, say it, work towards it, make mujahada towards it. Sahaba made sacrifice upon sacrifice. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu tanhu, who used to make 12,000 istighfar daily. He had a long tasbih, 12,000 istighfar daily. He says in this hadith, how Allah can we get your love? We're loving the Prophet of Allah. Oh Allah, now grant us your love. And they saw the love of Allah and the muhabbat and the ikram that Allah made upon them. Once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Sayyidina Abu Huraira, nothing, he was a member of the Ashabu Sufa. No food, Ya Rasulullah. They used to tie stones. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had two stones tied. Oh Nabi of Allah, nothing to eat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam keep quiet, makes dua. Then he says, go to the fellow Sahabi radiallahu anhu. Get a little bit of milk. Brings a small container of milk for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira says, I'm happy now, at least some milk will suffice. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, all the members of the Ashabu Sufa, go call them. Call the Sahaba that you see outside the Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Come. Dawat. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu astonished. Little bit of milk. Where's the barakah coming from? What is going to happen? How can we feed 100 Sahaba radiallahu anhu? Nabi of Allah's command. Allah's unseen hand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When all the Sahaba come, Dastarkhan is laid. Oh Abu Huraira, carry the bowl now, start serving the Sahaba. Say, my mouth is watering. Give somebody first. Don't take first. And say, no, you take the balance. Give them for the sake of Allah. One Sahabi, two Sahaba, three Sahaba, almost 100 Sahaba drink from there. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's miracle showing in that bowl of milk. Sayyidina Abu Huraira says that milk is still brimming. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Abu Huraira, drink for the sake of Allah. And he drinks and drinks to his full. And he said, drink some more, I cannot drink, Ya Rasulullah. Now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you drink. What was it? He said, this is the love and itaat of Rasulullah. You get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unseen hand. This is barak. And in akhiru zaman, in the last stages, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, four things will be lifted so quickly. One of them is the barakah in our lives. May Allah protect us, may Allah guide us, may Allah grant us barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. Rahmah will be taken away, mercy will be taken away. Compassion from the hearts. Then yarfa'ul adl, injustice from the hukam, the leaders. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, haya and modesty, immodesty will prevail from the woman. May Allah guide us on sirat al-mustaqim. Brothers, what was this that the Sahaba saw? The love of Allah. So the first ask the love of Allah. Then those who love Allah. Third is love those actions and do those actions that bring the love of Allah. Don't do such actions that bring the wrath of Allah. And the three favors, Oh Allah, grant me such love. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka habba ilayya min nafsi, more than myself, I love you. Wa min ahli, my family, oh Allah, I love you and I love them for your sake only. Allah, guide our wives, our children, we all want to be together in Jannat, inshallah. So make our environment at home also conducive. Bring hadith at home, bring Quran tilawat at home. Aur makan ki zinat tilawat Quran se hai. The beauty of the house is not the ornaments in recitation of the Quran, zikrullah, mashura, dua, inshallah. Aur fizaw ki zinat zikrullah mein se hai. When you walk out, say subhanallah, astaghfirullah, read the masnoon duas. Even if you're opening the door, say bismillah. That is all beautiful sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, brothers. And the last one is, Allahumma ja'al hubbaka habba ilayya min nafsi wa ahli wa min al-ma'il barid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the scorching heat, 40-50 degrees of Arabia, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahaba, what is more dear to you? He said, a cold glass of water. So more than that, you will get Allah on that perspiration, on that qurbani, on that sacrifice, that every cent you gave in the name of Allah, more than a glass of cold water on a scorching day. You should love Allah. Allah is giving you so much of favors. How much of shukr we must make of the bounties of Allah. May Allah give shifa to all those who are sick. May Allah liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. Grant us barakah in our lives, in our sustenance and in our knowledge. May Allah give long life, good health to Hazrat Mawlana and make his safar asan. Let him remember us in the du'as. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.